This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Now a look at Northwoods news. I'm Maddie Schaefer. Wisconsin's archery and crossbow deer seasons open Saturday, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says conditions are looking good for hunters this fall. The agency held a media briefing on Tuesday ahead of the season opener. Interim deer specialist Derek Johnson says another fairly mild winter has helped the state's deer herd.
Right now, our herd numbers are looking very strong throughout much of the state. With a third mildish winter, again, for most of the state, you know, numbers of, and reproduction are looking good.
Johnson says hunters may want to pay attention to food sources early in the season.
Acorn production, something big for archery hunting, seems to be looking pretty decent on the red oak front, but not as much as the white oak. So I always recommend to our archery hunters to be looking for those food sources during the early parts of the season. So maybe focusing on some of those red oak stands is going to be important this year.
He says the drought could also play a role. In areas that are still dry, he says hunters may want to keep an eye on reliable water sources. Chronic wasting disease testing will also be available statewide again this season. The DNR says they are especially looking for samples around newer detections in northern and central Wisconsin. The DNR is also reminding hunters to make safety the number one priority. DNR Hunter Education Administrator Renee Thuck says that includes taking precautions when using a tree stand.
Always wear a full body harness, also known as a fall arrest system. Make sure to connect your tether line and keep your tether line short.
She also recommends using a haul line for bows and other equipment and keeping 3 points of contact while climbing. The archery and crossbow deer season runs through January 3rd. For more information, visit the DNR's deer hunting webpage. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. Aggressive yellow jackets are all the buzz around Wisconsin right now. Reports from outdoor eateries everywhere from Green Bay to Milwaukee say this year seems worse than ever for bees swarming tables. And it's not just restaurants with outdoor seating that are seeing the activity. This is the time of year when just filling up your car a bit too close to the garbage can at a gas station could result in a sting worse than the price at the pump. Experts say a combination of factors are making this year especially bad for the swarming pests. Dr. Michael Draney is a professor of biology at UW-Green Bay. Draney says unlike bees that are pollinators, yellow jackets are predatory, typically feeding on bugs. But as summer turns to fall and bugs die off, wasps need to find another food source, and they can get aggressive. Plus, this time of year, Draney says yellow jackets need quick, efficient energy to survive. That means sugar, making your soda, birthday cake, or beer especially enticing. Experts say recent milder winters have led to more wasps surviving, meaning more nests. One thing they suggest you could do is put a high source of sugar out to lure them away from your table to that other food source, but it's something they say we're going to have to deal with for a while, at least until the first hard freeze. A new federal voter fraud investigation push is expected to include Wisconsin, according to CNN. It comes as the November midterm election gets closer. It's reported that Homeland Security plans to pursue leads, conduct interviews, and help prosecutors review possible cases through mid-October. DHS says only American citizens should be choosing American leaders, but experts have said widespread voter fraud has not been shown in recent elections. The agency has not released details on any Wisconsin cases. 6 Wisconsin law enforcement agencies are ending their use of Flock Safety license plate reader cameras. The Racine County Sheriff's Office and 5 agencies in Fond du Lac County recently announced they were discontinuing the systems. Officials said they learned Flock's technology went beyond traditional license plate reading after the company offered Sheboygan 5 years of collected traffic volume and speed data. Several police officials say they did not know the cameras were collecting additional information. The agencies joined Kenosha and Sheboygan, which are seeking to cancel their Flock contracts. The Green Bay Landmarks Commission is taking action against a historic downtown building that's more than 100 years old. The property has reportedly sat vacant for more than 10 years, with plastic covering its upper windows for the past 2 years. The designation allows the city to order repairs and potentially complete safety work at the owner's expense. City officials say little progress has been made despite repeated warnings, while the owner says contractors have been hired and potential buyers are interested. The building is the second property in Green Bay to receive a demolition by neglect designation. 42 locations in Wisconsin are receiving grants to build electric vehicle charging stations. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation made the announcement on Tuesday. The project, which totals $25 million, was secured through the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program. A Madison elementary school is going by a new name. The City Board of Education recently voted to change the name of Conrad LVM Elementary to Ada Deer Elementary, honoring a former Menominee tribal leader. She passed away 3 years ago at the age of 88, but not before helping restore federal recognition of her tribe. LVM, a former president of UW-Madison, had ties to racial discrimination decades ago, leading to the change. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
The Brewers sweep the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers held on to beat the Cubs 8-6. Manager Pat Murphy on his team completing a three-game sweep of the visiting Cubs.
Definitely pleased. Definitely felt like we came to play. Our focus was good. We pitched great. We played good defense. Did a lot of great things.
Milwaukee's Logan Henderson retired the first 9 batters he faced using that changeup pitch he's added to his arsenal. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Yeah, he's got a very good changeup. We did a good job with pitches. We didn't square any balls up. So we made him work for his outs. I don't think we squared up a baseball against them.
So the Brewers have the night off before hosting the Reds tomorrow night at 6:45. College football. The Wisconsin Badgers at home Saturday night against Eastern Illinois. The Packers play the Vikings Sunday at 3:25. Green Bay is now 3-4 at U.S. Bank Stadium since Matt LaFleur took over as head coach. With Sports on, Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a sunny, gorgeous day today. Our high in the mid to upper 70s here this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, comfortable. We'll drop into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.